With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Congressional Black Caucus member breaks with colleagues and airs concerns about President Biden. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
Texas Democrat Mark Vesey is urging vulnerable Democrats to break with President Biden if they need to win re-election. In an interview with CNN, Vesey said vulnerable Democrats need to, quote, do whatever it is they need to do to win re-election, even if that means distancing themselves from Biden. Seven House Democrats have publicly called for Biden to suspend his re-election campaign after a poor debate performance against former President Trump last month. Vesey is the first member of the Congressional Black Caucus to show slipping support for the president among a critical demographic. Most of the caucus has remained ardent supporters of the president thus far. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The return of searing heat in the Houston area has deepened the misery for people still without power after Hurricane Beryl. That storm left residents in search of places to cool off as the extended outages strained one of the nation's largest cities, with 1.7 million homes and businesses in Texas lacking electricity. Beryl now in the Northeast U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's defense minister has announced the country is to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the military.
Many of Israel's ultra-Orthodox Jews believe military service is incompatible with their way of life. Other Israelis argue that the long-standing exemption unfairly burdens them, especially at a time when the country is at war and short of recruits. The issue, which has led to clashes in the streets, has also created divisions in Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition cabinet. Two ultra-Orthodox parties within it are fiercely opposed to the measure. It follows a ruling last month by Israel's Supreme Court ordering an end to the exemption for ultra-Orthodox Jews from mandatory military service.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson. The Dow ahead 211 points and the Nasdaq is adding 176. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life. And the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who changed churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by any issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Australian government has named a special envoy to confront a rise in anti-Semitism across the country since Hamas's attack on Israel last fall. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says a similar envoy will also soon be appointed to challenge Islamophobia. The Prime Minister's own Sydney office has been targeted with pro-Palestinian graffiti as rival activists clashed over the Israel-Hamas war in Australian cities. This is SRN News. A crackdown on DoorDash drivers.
DoorDash has received complaints about drivers. Officials in Boston are reporting an increase in motorcycle, moped, and motorized scooter drivers running red lights, traveling the wrong way down a one-way street, speeding, and driving on sidewalks. DoorDash is partnering with the city of Boston to make it faster and easier to process requests for drivers' records. Drivers could be removed if police report they have broken the law. DoorDash is considering expanding the program to other cities. The company wouldn't say how many drivers it typically removes from its platform each year for breaking traffic laws. I'm Ed Donahue.
Vending machines that sell ammunition installed in grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas. American Rounds company officials say these machines use an identification scanner and facial recognition software to verify age. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.